other faith broadcasts and formerly the Ready Church on YouTube, but our new channel on YouTube is Contending for Faith RC. And we're just coming to you again, sharing the Word of God. I have my niece and nephew with me, two of my nephews and one of my niece, my mother, my sister here. And we're going to get started. We're going to share the Word. We're going to be coming from Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to read verses 1. Sorry, I need this. We're going to be coming from Revelation 21 and verse 1 through 10, and then we'll read verses 20 through 27. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness, your love, your grace. We thank you for protecting us through the week, up and down the dangerous highways. We thank you for our last night's sleep and our rising this morning. We thank you, God, for my nieces, my nephew, God, and for you working in their lives and for you being there for them and strengthening them in hard and difficult times. We pray that you just continue to make your presence known, and we appreciate you, we honor you, and help us to walk in righteousness and truth these last and evil days. We give your name all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So Revelation chapter 21, and starting at verse 1, we have someone read. Start with my sister.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Okay. So this is talking about the heaven and the earth passing away. The way that we know it now, everything is going to pass away. The word of God is going to stand forever. So the way that we know this world currently, in this order, desolation, destruction, all that is going to be wiped away. God is going to prepare. He's going to have a new heaven and a new earth. The Bible says right here, it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. This is John speaking. John spoke on the Isle of Patmos. And God gave him revelation, apocalypse words to speak what is to come. He was foreseeing what is to come. So he's speaking, saying, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Not the old one, but he's seeing a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more seas. And then she read about John identifying himself and John saying he saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So the Bible also talks about bride and groom and relating the glory of God, presence of Jesus Christ, and his church, identified as a bride and a groom, meeting and joining together, just like in a marriage or matrimony, coming together of the man and a woman. So she's prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So the beauty and glory of the presence of God is a beauty, like a woman being prepared for her husband walking down, you know, the aisle. And this is this is a glory. So he's going to come down, and this is the scene, the prepared fact that there's a new heaven and a new earth right here that he's foreseeing. Read verse 3.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Okay. So it's identifying the great voice that out of heaven, that's tabernacle of God is with men, and God is going to dwell with his people. It's the coming together, joining, and exalting him to be what he is, their God. He's going to be our, that's what he is, our God. So I'm sorry about this. It might sound a little bit distorted. We were having some technical difficulty, but my mother wanted this to still be recorded, so we can later post on the blog talk for the blog talk radio episode. So we'll go with chapter, we're still in chapter 21. We're reading verse 4 now.
And they, I did.
Go ahead,
Mary. Okay. And God shall wipe away all tears their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall be no more deaths, either sorrow or their cries, neither shall they be any more pain.
He got it.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Go ahead. Or. For the former things, passed away.
Former things that passed away.
All right. So this is, you know, talking about how it is joining of God gathering his people and in this new heaven and new earth situation that we're seeing right here, being revealed, that God is going to wipe away all your tears and your sorrows and your pain. The things that you, that will weigh you down from the former, the old earth and the pain of your past, he's going to create a new situation, a new complete thing that's gonna wipe away all your tears and your sorrows. You won't have to remember that pain. It's something that you might not be able to fathom to the fullest effect right now because you're living in the temporary. But this right here is speaking of the eternal, something that's not going to go away. This new heaven and this new earth that he's preparing, the one that we know now is a physical, that's not, is in a way that we mortally die, like it's going to pass away. But the people that hold on to God and that are his people, Jerusalem, this holy city, that represents, that's a city in Israel physically, but this is speaking of Jerusalem, a place where God has established for his people. He's going to come down and he's going to wipe away all the sorrows and the pain and things like that, because you're going to be in complete peace. You won't have to be dealing with the pain, the arthritis, the cancer, the sickness, can't see, can't hear, whatever it is in the pains that you have, whether that be physically or whether that be mentally. going to be passed away. For the former things, as we know them now, are passed away. Get time to read verse 5.
And you that shut up on the throne and said, behold, I meet all new things, all things new. And he said unto me, right, for these words are true and faithful.
Verse 6.
And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son.
But essentially, God is making all things new. You know, with all the things that we know that's going on in the world, the killing, the crimes, and how this world has gotten off of that God created in the beginning for it to have, is kind of, it's went away from his purpose. So he's creating a new heaven, a new earth. And he's also letting you know he's making all things new. And his word is true. His words are true. And it's faithful. Wherein you can't find a lot of things that are true and faithful. Hold to this promise that God has promised his children. And he says he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You don't have to try to figure out who was before God and all this other stuff. This, the Bible says that he that comes to God must first believe. If you're not believing, you won't accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. You won't accept this. It says that you're a fool. That's what the Bible says. In another chapter, another book. But it says that hold to the promises. And it says, come to God. Come to the fountain. He's the fountain of life. You will never have to thirst again. So, and you have to endure. If you endure all the trials and the tribulations, whatever's going on, and stand firm to the word of God, walk in this truth faithfully, and knowing that his words is true and it's faithful, he's not going to lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Take it fully for what it is. And if you do, you're going to inherit all things, all these things. Right, we'll go to the next verse 8.
But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all lies shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Right. So it lists some things that go on in the world today. These spirits and these things that can be attached to people, which is fear, abomination, abominable things, murder, whoremonger, defiling yourself, sorcerer, dealing with the spirit realm. Idolaters, placing things above God, and lying, all liars, shall all those things, all they have their part in those things, shall part in the lake of fire, which burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So the Bible says that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So you die, if a person dies physically, you're gonna death and hell cast to the lake of fire. This is fire and brimstone. And it, you know, your thirst will not be quenched. Continuous is painful, antagonizing, all of that. It's the second death. So you don't want to be fearful. You don't want to be unbelieving. You don't want to do the abominations. Deuteronomy talks about abominations. Several books in the Bible gives specifics on abominations and things. Murder, whoremonger, witches, sorcerers, idolaters, all that. Lies, liars. So if you do that, you're not walking in the way that you're going to inherit the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. So we'll go to verse, reading verses, we read verse 1 through 10, and I think we'll go through verses 20 through 27. Now the 19th verse kind of is listing the foundation of the walls of the city, telling you how it's going to be adorned, and how it has these precious stones, like a lot of stones that, like the physicalness of the jasper, emerald, and different ones. It's going to read, I guess we can read some of this gold. It says the gold is like clear glass. That's going to be a different kind of gold than what you experience here. That's what heaven's going to be like. That's what established here. Yeah.
So you said 20.
He wants to. Yeah.
I'll try to get through these.
There's a lot of them.
The fifth. Well, 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, a topaz. The tenth, you said that one. The 11th, a ginseng. The 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Wow, that's beautiful. You think of all the gemstones, the birthstones, and all that we have here. Oh, it doesn't compare. It talks about the glass. It talks about the pure gold. The glass is going to be like pure. The pure gold is going to be like clear glass. None other. This we think is beautiful down here. What God has prepared for those that love Him, that walk in His righteousness, is not even going to compare to that. It's like clear, transparent glass. The gold is going to be to that extent, somehow unimaginable to what God has in store for those that love Him. So, the emeralds, the amethyst, all that, it's not the way that we know it, it's not going to compared to that. All these things are going to pass away. And that is he's creating it to a certain extent that you can't even fathom right here. Let's go to the next verse 23. Okay, good. Anybody?
Mommy?
And the city has no more of the sun, either of the moon.
Where's it at? 23. In the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want me to read that again?
Yeah.
And the city has no need of the sun, either of, and the city has, I'm rereading it, my bad. And the city has no need of sun, either of the moon to shine, and it, for the glory of God did lighting. It
lit up,
lit up it, and the
lamb
is the light down of
light thereof.
Whether of the
mommy
and the nation
mommy
of them which are served shall walk in the light of it, and the king of the earth do bring. To bring their glory and honor into the day. And it's.
You read too. Thank you.
The 25th verse. The Bible says to train up the child in new age, go when the old age won't depart. So we thank you and we encourage our children and our nieces and nephews and those that are coming up, you know, behind us. That are growing up and being trained. So verses 25.
There shall be no light, no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither defile, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. The Bible talks about that there's not going to be night. You know, right here is in the world that we know now. There is night, and the Bible talks about working while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. So we're going to be able to, and here on this earth, the children that work in darkness, they're evil. Like, it's, you got to work while it's day. And that darkness symbolizes evil, but light symbolizes work, you know, an environment where you can work and you can see where things are transparent. If somebody's working in darkness, they're working in witchcraft, and then someone is working in light, which Jesus is light. And that's where most people are able to sin and do whatever they want. It's like the darkness, but the is letting you know that You're going to be able to be there all day praising the Lord. You're going to be in the light. It's going to be light. It's not going to be dark. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be enjoyable. Of course. there should be no more night there. And it says they shall bring glory and honor of the nations in it. Talks about, you know, the foulness and the abominations, you know, it's not going to be there. Or and one that maketh a lie, they're not going to be there. It says, but those that there, which their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lamb's Book of Life. Right.
Mama.
And Jesus is the light. He's the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. So that's his book. That's where we're looking for our name to be, in his Lamb's Book of Life. So that's what this chapter, Revelation 21, was about.
We thank God for the word of God, because everything else is going down but the word of God. My son really explained it, broke it down, you know, that some people think that after you die, it's over, but it's not. He said it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to cleanse up all this wickedness, all this evil that we see today, you know. So the enemy's job right now with getting things set up for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast is to take people's minds away from the truth, so that they won't commit to Christ, so that you won't be able to receive this new heaven and new earth that's going to be, you know, set up for us. And as he said, the streets going to be paved with gold, clear crystal. Oh, this, you think you like gold here? Yeah. Oh, nothing to compare to the streets that's going to be, you know, paid with gold and all the jewels and everything that, you know, God has for us. So we here at the Reddit Church just want to say, we just wanted to share with you our study with our young people on today. It's so important that we talk to our young people. There's so much going on. You know, there are kids that's missing. I was looking this morning, there's so many young people that are missing. You know, young man, I think he ran away. They said he didn't even have his clothes on. And his daddy is begging for somebody. Says somebody ought to seen his son. You know, and, you know, so the family is going through right now, you know, without him, you know. So it's so much to pray for. Our young people being attacked. You know, the kids in school. I just read an article on yesterday where a young boy, you know, committed suicide because of the kids taunting him at school. So, I mean, that's why we're trying to pour into my grandkids. I'm trying to pour into others that are listening, to encourage you, to encourage your young people. Share the word of God. It will give them hope. Jesus is our only hope. All of us, we need Jesus. What the world needs today is Jesus. He's your only hope. He's going to be your only help in this last hour. You know, so we're here at the Reddit Church. Like I said, we just want to encourage you. And we know that the devil's defeated on today, because we were trying to get on the blog talk and we couldn't get up there. So, you know, God's always got another way. So we didn't... We wanted to share the word with you today to please encourage our young people and pray for those, you know, that are going through at this time. You know, I know people are shopping and running here and running there, but the devil haven't stopped doing his mission. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, while you going trying to get a gift for someone, like I just said, someone's child is lost. Somebody is, you know, is in mourning, you know, has lost their child, you know, to gun violence. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I was looking at also that there was a young lady that was inside her home, and the bullet came in and struck her while she was on the chair on her sofa, you know, and they were having her funeral on yesterday. And while they was having her funeral, Somebody came to the funeral and started shooting. The people had to start ducking and running at a funeral. I'm telling you, we're really living in the last of evil days where evil is prevalent. And we, as the body of Christ, we need to get our focus back, get our children back, get our families back, and run for your life. Give your life to Christ before time is too late. We're here at the Ready Church. Just want to be a blessing to you, to encourage you on today that there's still hope. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. Look forward to the new heaven and the new earth that we was talking about today, because it's not over. Once you leave here, it's not over. You know, they're trying to say hell don't exist and heaven don't exist and changing the word, trying to change the word of God. But the word of God remains the same. He said, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So come on, get into the word of God. Get your children. Teach them about Jesus. Help them to call on the name of Jesus. And he promised that he will hear and answer their prayer and deliver you before time is too late. God bless you. We're here to Ready Church. Just want to say the devil is defeated. Come on, y'all. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Ready Church. Be ready.
Yes. I'm waiting on you. Waiting on you. Patiently waiting on you. And I ain't worried about the time. Lord, I seem to find my strength while I'm waiting on you.
Find.
Oh.
Would you welcome Vanessa Presley as she comes to bless us?